can't sleep. Gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
Welcome to a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 235, recorded on August something, 2020. What day is it again?
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And we have a special guest this week. Aren't they all special?
Yes.
Our guest this week is Acoustic. Say hello.
Yay.
Wait, did we lose her?
Maybe muted.
Hello.
Hey!
No, my internet literally just went out for a second. I don't know what's going on with it tonight, but I'm here. Hello, everybody. I'm Acoustic.
I thought you were doing the building suspense thing or something.
Dramatic pause.
Yeah.
This is not, I would say that it really fits right in, though. I don't feel bad. We keep having the same setup and keep encountering difficulties every single week for some reason.
Okay. Don't point at me.
I'm not. I am absolutely not.
It's all my fault.
It's really not. It's really not.
But it's all good. We're building this show one block at a time. We're 235 blocks in.
Yeah.
Starter house. We've dug into the side of the mountain. A couple torches.
Yeah.
We're still scared of zombies a little bit.
Yeah. Our walls are still made out of dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've died a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once. Once for 5 years.
Oops. So, Acoustic, I don't actually remember the first time we met.
I believe it was at PAX West, I want to say.
With the big party at the house?
Or PAX Prime, one of the two.
Yeah, was
back
it
in like 2014, I think is when we first met.
Yeah, was it at the big party at the house?
It could have been.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was at the convention and then at the
okay.
party.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's a long time. We've known each other for a while, and we've really only played Minecraft together like once.
Yep.
And then it wasn't even really together. We were just on the server at the same time.
Yeah.
We should fix this. So what have you been doing lately in Minecraft? I know you've been doing a lot of Twitch streaming for a while there. Are you still doing heavy in the streaming?
Yeah, I'm a bit off and on with the streaming right now. But mainly I've just been playing on the verified server, which is an awesome multiplayer server with a bunch of Twitch Minecraft streamers, all partners. So it's been a really fun time there.
That's cool. I don't know who. So who have you been playing with lately? Who do I know?
Oh, there's a ton on there. So we have, let's see, off top, the Stenos is on there, Ludi, Sketch, Nicolian, Cy Epic is on there as well, Wild.
Nice.
On there as well. Yep.
Cool.
Lunity. There's a ton of people. Soren's on there as well.
Nice. Nice. Yeah.
I think a big chunk of the Twitch partners in the Minecraft section that are on the server.
Sounds like a list that Wes needs to get in touch with and just go down the list.
Yes.
Episode 236? Done.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of them would want to come on. For sure.
So what's your tell us about your Minecraft history. Like what is the first version you played?
Oh wow. You know, I can't think of that right off the top of my head, but I think it was like 1.7.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I believe. That's a good one. Could be wrong, but that sounds right.
Okay. Are you what style are you? Are you like a builder or a survivor or do you play like mods mostly or what's your style?
I like to think of myself as a survivor in Minecraft, but my chat would tell me differently.
What would they say?
Well, you know, I tried my hand at hardcore for a while and, you know, 30 worlds later.
Sounds like my play style. I get it.
But I think majority, I'm just a builder. I play vanilla. I don't really play mods that much at all. I just like to build things, make things look pretty, and that's all I do, really.
Cool. Nice.
Well, Wes just likes to repair beaches. So.
Yeah. Well, back in the vanilla days, that's what I did.
Well, and I saw a little bit of Wes's Sky Factory world the other night. That might have been like a month now. I don't know. It was a while ago. But it was pretty cool.
What day is it?
Like, I think Sky Factory, and I think, oh, it's that tree in the sky, and you do that stuff. But yeah. It was like full-blown, you know, world with big like machines looking. And things doing things and everywhere. And I didn't get the full view from what you were saying. And so it was very impressive.
Yeah, no, I've really enjoyed doing the Sky Factory stuff. I just need to get more serious about it. Like, it's not a good dabble world. You know, you don't stop in and do a couple of hours worth of this and that, you know, you're like, okay, I need to study how to do this entire line of crafting. And then I need to optimize how I'm going to lay out my machine. And it's just like, I sometimes think about starting it up and I'm like, maybe I'll go play Fall Guys. So.
You might jump from a burning building and fall from that Fall Guys?
No. Close. have you not seen Fall Guys yet?
Oh, I used to watch that show all the time.
No. No. There's a game and you're a big jelly bean and it's like a Japanese.
Oh, I watched you play that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Japanese game show.
Oh. Yeah.
I think I've seen that on Twitter once or twice.
It's a good time, but like I was saying before the show, like I know people who have put probably 60 hours into the game since it's been out and they still haven't won a game yet. And like it, there was a whole thing. I don't know if you know who Tim the Tatman is. But he's a big Twitch streamer and they started like he couldn't win and people were griefing him in the game. Like they started like holding on to him and not letting him cross the finish line and all this kind of stuff. And it got to be a thing, you know. Fall Guys Twitter was picking on him and I think it was ESPN, I think made a tweet about it, you know, about how Tim Tatman still hadn't won a game. Oh, that was hilarious.
Aren't they they're doing a big marketing thing right now as well, I believe. For the highest bidder will get their own costume in the game or
yes.
Jelly bean costume.
They're not afraid to be sellouts, and but the game sold 2 million copies in the first week it was out.
Oh, isn't it excellent marketing strategy?
Yes, yes. Did we want to play the bumper?
Sure. I guess we're already doing it, so.
Our journeys.
Yay! So yeah, I haven't been playing any Minecraft since we last, but now we Lies. Did. Well, oh. Minecraft Dungeons.
There you go.
We played Minecraft Dungeons.
Yeah.
And awesome. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a good time. Like, I mean, we can never play it long enough, it seems like. Like the time flies so fast because like right as we get all these awesome legendaries and we're just like super like stacked with awesome stuff. It's like time to go to bed. You know, it's like, oh man, sucks. But yeah, man, I really like it. Every time I play Dungeons, I like it even more. So yeah, we should play again.
Okay.
I'm sure we can will.
Do that.
Yes.
And maybe we'll do some just, you know, Minecraft.
Yes. And that was the thing. I tried to install Sky Factory. Me and Brent, yeah, remember last week? And yeah. we're getting errors saying that some like prerequisite stuff is not installed or available or something. We're going through the Curse client, or no, the Twitch client.
Yeah.
and having a lot of issues with it. And when I Google it, it's like, yep, other people are too. I don't know. We're going to have to try to figure out a way to get Sky Factory installed so we can play with you.
Well, have you tried it since then?
No.
Because it did say that after it kind of has to sit for a while. And it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Weird. But the Twitch client evidently hits that error, and then it just needs to, like, get over it.
Like, cool off a little.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try it again, yeah. It's weird.
So, yeah. But I've really enjoyed the dungeon stuff, but I am still laughing at how little I remembered when I first came back into it. Like, even learning the controls was very frustrating.
Oh, you mean from the first time we played?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we had let like a month go by or something without playing it. Yeah. I mean, you know,
we were treating it like Sky Factory. We were given a little time to start working right.
Yeah,
that's right, because we want to do WASD, and we're like spamming treasure here, and it's like, oh wait, it's a click, it's Diablo, you click, WASD.
Acoustic, have you done much Minecraft Dungeons?
I have not. I actually have not played it yet.
Yep, we found our fourth.
Yeah. You'll fit right in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be all new to me.
Yeah, it'll feel like we've never played it.
You're like, what does this do?
We'll be like, I don't know.
Wait, I can't use can you find out that it's... What?
treasure here.
Well, then that pretty much wraps up our weeks, I guess. So
Did you do anything? Well, let's Acoustic. Did you do any Minecraft this week? Did you do anything that you were excited about?
So my last stream was last week, and I did finish a bee apiary on the verified server.
Nice.
So that was fun. Yep.
I haven't played around with that stuff at all. I need to just go ahead and poke around with vanilla, but I got so distracted by Sky Factory.
Hey, Sky Factory is fun.
Yes.
I've been actually getting an urge to play it myself, but
it's a commitment.
It is. Yep.
It's not a don't dabble in it. You gotta Of course, then again, I haven't played with mods in, 6 years. So, like, if you've even dabbled a little bit in a mod here and there, you probably have more concept of what's going on in that than I did. So
I think I'm in the same boat. I think the last one was Sky Factory when it first came out. So.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think we should move on.
It's time for listener contributions.
No, it's not.
It isn't in my, oh no. Well, we're going to do it now anyway. We'll go back to news.
Yes.
So we got a couple, recorded things, so I'm going to play those.
Okay.
Sweet.
Tenebraber left a YouTube comment on, this is the after show, which said, man, I remember all these nuggets. So good.
Yes.
Weird.
The nuggets are good.
Nuggets.
And then...
Also, on the same video were a few more comments. Mike Gallagher said, classic, I used to have all the albums on my iPod. And Camaro 6460 said, beautiful, carrot and then truss, said, ha ha. Love it.
Thank you.
Well done.
And then one more.
Here's a Twitter comment from a longtime listener and now streamer, Grid21, who tweeted us with this tweet, geez. What a stream. D, thank you guys. Thanks too. At Blue Angel Friend at Lex Bragg and at the Shaft Podcast at Eric Fullerton at Wes Wilson. For the raids, bits, subs. Y'all are baller awesome. I'll y'all tomorrow. D.
D.
D. Y'all are baller.
Okay.
Baller. Something about the like the voice recognition version of that is hilarious.
I like it. And now for what you like, Wes.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Who put this first one in?
Comment.
Oh, well, you know what? Why don't we just use this clip?
Mo Yangs against Bergenstein tweeted this week with this message: "Here is a clarification on some comments on Reddit. Get hit is different to take damage, so you can still eat to save yourselves from lava. Eat is different to drink, so potions work as before. Please try yourself before commenting."
Sounds like he was talking about the combat changes that are in the test version. And people were making comments about it, and he basically said, why don't you try it out before you start making these comments.
Oh, that's probably wise.
Yeah. 1.16.2 pre-release. Oh, not to be confused with. So what version is this? The new combat changes.
It's like a test version.
Okay, so it's not a snapshot yet?
I don't know.
It's an experimental combat snapshot.
Oh, weird, okay.
It's 1.16.2 pre-release. No, that's what you're reading. It's not to be confused with that. Or with what I'm saying.
Oh, I see it. So, the launch configuration and the launcher, it says pending 1.16_combat0. So it's definitely a weird little, man, this is going to be nice though. I mean, as soon as they introduced combat, it just seemed kind of sucky.
Yeah, no. The original combat was really sucky. The just click, 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 click.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not sure how much I like the click, wait.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah, I agree.
There's got to be a middle ground. There's got to be something in the middle between, you know.
It feels like it's a second too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you're always like, am I going too early? Am I hitting too early? It doesn't feel like you know how to fight. It feels like you don't know how to fight and you're lucky if you pull it off.
Yeah, yeah. And kind of leads to just like, well, I guess it's better to joust because it's like, at least I know my first hit will do.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I still do the click, 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 and then I'm like, oh, yeah.
Why am I dead?
Yeah. I mean, that's your first instinct too, right? Like you're surrounded by... You're like four or five skeletons just come out of nowhere and you're like right next to them. What are you going to do? You're going to, oh, hold on a second. Let me time this. You're just like, no, click, click, click. You know? Exactly. I mean,
that's exactly the way it is. And like, whenever I get scared, that's what I do. I go click, 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 click. And then I go, oh, wait, no, that's not how you fight anymore, man. You know?
Yeah.
And I believe that was actually a response to the actual news thing, so I won't play the news thing unless you want me to.
No, it's fine.
Mo Yang's chief creative officer, Yeb, posted an announcement on...
Okay, I won't. So the thread is there.
Do you want to talk about this next one, Eric?
Jurassic World. This is so cool. Okay, so I guess this is a DLC, right?
Yeah.
This is a video that we just saw on the official Minecraft YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's titled Welcome to Jurassic World. And I'm watching it and I'm like, wow, this is really cool machinima. Like it's a cool video. I just thought it was a video. Like I didn't even look down to see if you know that it was like officially Minecraft. I'm like, man, somebody put a lot of work into this. You have dinosaurs, you have helicopters, you got the laboratory. Like this is really something that somebody might have spent like 6 months working on. This is awesome. And then at the end there's like dun 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 DLC. This is like official like Xbox logos and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is a thing. This is real. And it's available now. And you can get it at Minecraft.net. So I guess this is for the Bedrock edition because that's the Xbox logo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm still kind of confused. I mean, it does say in the description it is Jurassic World DLC. But like, have they just gone wild? Have they gone crazy and they just added, like, you know what? I think we should just add some dinosaurs and maybe add some. And they kept going and going. And then they're like, well, maybe this should be like the official Jurassic World thing. Oh, let's go contact those guys. Or maybe they contacted them first and was like, hey, we have a sponsored deal for you. If you add some dinosaurs to your game, we'll give you $1 billion, right? I don't know. So then I Googled it. I searched it because we were talking before the show. Like, if this is like a thing, does that mean the movie's coming out or something like that? So Jurassic World, and this is just a quick Google search. Jurassic World 3 is slated to come out next year. Yeah. So... okay.
Makes sense to build the hype early.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it looks super awesome. Like, it looks very polished and...
yeah, and the dinosaurs look like dinosaurs, and the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Yeah.
Who'd ever heard of a snozzberry?
I do love some of the comments on the video, so I'm gonna quote them. The first one says, Jurassic World... that's not how you spell cave update.
Nice.
And then the next one says, Mojang, we can't add sharks. Also, Mojang, let's add dinosaurs.
I mean, there's cars, too. There's the little...
and helicopters? Jeeps.
Yeah, helicopters. I mean... like, this is like a whole new game. Like, this is a crazy pack here.
Minecraft community, we want cave update and Mojang. Sorry, can't hear you. T-Rex too loud.
Oh, man. This is crazy. So I wonder how much this is. I'm going to go to Minecraft.net and look. Let's see. What do you guys think? $15?
For the DLC?
Yeah. I'd say $10 probably. $10 is my guess.
$10? Okay. Yeah. Let's see here.
Join Xbox Live monthly subscription. Get free.
Ah, there you go. The Game Pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
What's right?
I didn't know that the DLCs were free with Game Pass. My daughter is going to be so excited. Okay, cool.
Oh, I can't get to the marketplace on the website. Either that or they haven't made it very easy to do.
Well, we put the link out there, so it probably crashed at this point.
Yeah, because we're so popular. So our next thing, and this is kind of an interesting, Switch had an update a few days ago, and it's evidently causing a lot of problems. It's causing it to crash. So Minecraft on the Switch has been facing a lot of issues. However, on Friday, they were rolling out a hot fix. I haven't heard any news on whether that is how it's working or not. But this should take the game to 1.1621. And so, yeah. Switch game probably broken, maybe fixed.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
And then the last thing we have is that Mojang also put out another one of their making Minecraft videos. This is called Crafting a Crafting System. And once again, it's basically them trying to manage expectations with people. It's like, this is why we do this. This is why we do that. But at the same time, it's funny and it kind of builds off the first one. So I definitely recommend checking these out.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. And you know what else is nice?
What?
Having things queued up and the right thing and just, you know, ready to go.
That is nice.
Excavation Station.
Maybe that creeper says.
And so we're on to this section. Wolf.
First, if you want to go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, you can get a free audiobook. And the audiobook that I'm going to recommend this week is Martin Short's I Must Say. It is subtitled My Life as a Humble Comedy Legend. And
I must say.
I must say. And it is read by Martin Short, based off of his book, which was written by Martin Short. And it's about Martin Short. And so there you go. You can get a free 30-day trial to Audible with audibletrial.com/theshaftlive. Try either one of those.
The Shaft Live. That's Ed Grimley. That was the character, wasn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ed Grimley. Yep. Remember Jiminy Glick?
With his hair.
He had some awesome characters. Yeah, with that little spike thing. Oh, yeah. Boy.
And then apparently I think him and Steve Martin are doing a podcast or mini show thing that they've been doing for a little bit. Talk show, something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not seen it, just heard about it on another show. So, hey, they're still doing stuff. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Martin also has a his book read by himself on Audible, too. You knew that one.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do their like logo with just like Steve Martin Short.
Yes. Yes.
Of course, then Martin Short's like, I don't like that. Don't like that design choice.
Short.
But your first name will be really big. No, don't like it. So this is where we talk about ideas that we have for the game.
Brent doesn't have any ideas this week.
And we're going to start with, let's start with Eric this week.
Okay. So in Dungeons, what if we, and I'm sure people have already thought about this, but we haven't officially talked about it. What if there was an auction house or some sort of trading platform in Dungeons? Because as we're doing inventory management, I'm seeing that there's a lot of variation, just like Diablo, right? Like I can have the same item, the same named item, but way different stats, different levels, different everything, different enchantments, but it's the same item. And I'll end up with like five of these. And I'm like, which one's the best one? Okay, I'm going to throw all the other four away. Or I guess you disenchant them or whatever it is. And then you keep that one. And we're doing this all, you know, the whole night, right? I mean, everybody does it, I guess. Every time you play, you end up with a crap load of stuff. You're like, what's the best one? What's the best one? You look for the green up arrow, right? But as we're sitting there trading, because Wes is like, anybody need one of these? Oh, no, I have like two of those. Oh, no, what's the level on that? Right? I mean, it totally begs that we need a trading platform.
Yeah.
So I don't see why not. You could do the same thing as a very standard RPG trading system. You have the bid and the buyout price. That's pretty much it.
Even if it was just a does anybody want this thing? Like maybe there's a table in that opening area where you can put stuff. And if anybody wants it, they can say, I want that.
Oh, right? just with your team, right?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Adding on to kind of that is like when loot drops and it comes up and you're in a group, maybe it's that. It like pops up at the end when all the chests come up and it shows like all the loot. And then people like, you know, bid on it or raise their hand. Hey, I like that item or I need that one. Or
So internally, they already know like if the item is the best in your inventory, right? Because you have the arrow up and down, right? So couldn't it also determine if it's the best item for, say, just Brent, but not for me and not for Wes, and it would let Brent know, hey, Eric picked this up. It looks like it would be good for you. You know what I mean? Like as a team, it like needs to kind of help us out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then we don't have to ask a million questions. Like every time we get something, hey, y'all need this. Y'all need, what level is that? It has the information. It's the freaking, you know, I mean, it's the game. Like, it obviously knows what everybody's wearing and what's best for everyone. My only guess is that maybe that takes away some of the interaction between the players, but that's annoying interaction, right? It's not, like, fun. Yeah. Like, hey, this is awesome. I can't wait to, like, tell you guys all the stats on all the crap that I just picked up. Like, that's not fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not.
Well, and I'll add something to that as here's my idea for the week. So some way to upgrade the items, because a lot of times you get an item you love and then you pick up an item one level after it that's enough better that you don't want to use the one that you love, even though it has all the things you want it. It's just not, it doesn't do as much damage or it doesn't heal as much. And it's like, ah, I either stick with the old one and, you know, make my character worse, or I move on to the better item and hope I get another copy of that past one. So let me upgrade it instead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 I guess just like a little better AI for the upgrades and alerts and stuff.
Yeah.
But also, I was kind of confused about, like, you know, when we go to a chest or something and it pops out stuff, like, who's getting the stuff? Is it like the stuff I see on the ground, only I can see that? And so therefore it's mine, I can take it? Like, or do we all see the stuff? Like, can I see
someone else? I think it's a combination of both. I think there's some things that you're just getting, because Wes and I ran in that where I'm like, oh, well, do you want the weapon? And he's like, I already picked it up, because he had a version of some other weapon that popped out of the chest. But I think maybe some of the things like potions and arrows, maybe that's shared, or maybe we're all just, I don't know. That's how much I know about the game. Very little.
Well, I think if the player base is confused about a mechanic, I think that it could, you know, use it an improvement, right? It needs to, at a glance, be easy enough to just know what's happening without, like, oh, hold on, let me Google it and let me look into some forums. Like, that's not, you know, I mean, I love the game. I'm just saying these are moments of improvement, I believe. Like, a little marker, a little glow to let you know that this is an item that only you see versus this is an item that's a group item. It could just be an outline color, or it could be something to let you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just an idea.
Sounds good. Do we want to play some Collins?
Yes, please.
Collins. I like Collins.
Here we go.
This excavation station idea comes from No C, who says, I would like deep sea trenches, like ravines, but wider, go down to bedrock, and create near opaque levels of darkness where only bioluminescent creatures spawn. You never know if the lights you follow will try to eat you or help you. Creatures can be killed to create multicolored sea lanterns. Maybe giant squids as a boss monster. Also whales, they are rideable and generally spawn above trenches. They sometimes descend into them, but also move up to 8 chunks away. Whales fire water from their spouts. They can also be killed for oil, placeable like string, that can be ignited or used as fuel in blast furnaces.
Wow.
That's a lot of stuff there. That's a whole update.
All of those ideas.
You like them all? Giant squids?
Yeah.
Whales that give you oil? That's interesting.
It would make sense, though.
But wouldn't they give you, like, blubber or something?
To make oil from?
Yeah, that's what you make. Wait, that's what you make oil from.
And then you can use those in the lanterns.
Yes.
Like, to craft the lanterns. That makes so much sense.
But like, not like
bunch of good like things.
Black oil.
It's like not just, it like, gushing out of its like breathing hole, like you see the water in cartoons. No, I don't think so. But like blubber to refine it to make it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like fish oil or something.
Yes.
Whale oil. Right. Okay.
That is why whales were hunted almost to extinction.
Yep.
Right. Okay. I guess I never really paid attention to whales before.
I mean, you know, we don't see them every day.
No. Whale. Okay. So here's another one from Emberstorm 27, I think.
This excavation station idea comes from Emberstorm 2715, who says, my idea for excavation station is this, an ender pearl staff that could last 100 uses.
Oh, I like that.
Oh. Hmm. So like 100 uses and then it's gone?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
So instead of like clicking to hit something with it, you like right click it and it'll transport you like a...
Yeah.
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 And then if something's there, you can beat it with your stick.
Yep. But you got to get the timing just right.
Yeah, you have to wait that second and a half.
Yeah.
And maybe if you kill an Enderman with it, you actually, it replenishes charges.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that. That's pretty cool.
Or just sucks and drains it out of them.
Yeah. And they scream using that sound that I love.
That you love so much.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
These are good ones.
Is it, what, how's that sound go? Is it something like...
Ah. Yes.
Ah. 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 Ah.
Is that... it's almost right,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's very close.
Ah.
Okay. I guess that'll do. And is that it for this week?
I think it is.
Excavation stashing?
I think it is.
I believe so.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
I know. Double rainbows every time.
So, what we got this week?
I don't even know these.
I don't even know you, Wes.
I don't even know
who put this in there?
Play this. I'm going to link this in the chat. But there's one where it was just a cool shot of them pulling a... what's the new creatures called in the Nether? Basically, the pig things that go in the...
Oh, the hoglins?
But the ones in the lava.
Oh, the striders.
Yeah, so the striders. Adorable.
Yeah.
But he uses a fishing rod to like suck it up to a ledge, and then it drops back down, and they jump on it and ride off.
Oh, so. And then ride it
in
the lava? That's
great. It's like the carrot on the stick, but you have one of the... Was it the crimson mushrooms or the warped mushroom? It's the warped one. Yeah. Instead of a carrot.
Oh. Wow, that's crazy.
And that's how you get around.
Right across the lava. Yep.
Interesting.
First time I rode one, actually. I was having fun, came back, and then fell in the lava and died.
Aww. It's so sad.
My stream highly enjoyed that, actually.
They sound mean. They're not mean, are they?
No. Never.
Well, and we got a... there's a link to a Dumb Mobs resource pack. It's now done. So I've linked this in the chat, but basically you can turn on this resource pack to make like short creepers and stick figure Endermen, I think. Or maybe those are stick figure zombies. And then like goofy face Endermen and a whole bunch of different dumb mobs.
Evidently, the Ender Dragon is a Twinkie.
It's a Twinkie with wings. The gas is just a big yellow happy face. Yeah, these look awesome. Love it. Wow.
And is a bat like a cookie monster hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah, I think so.
Cookies!
That's pretty weird. These are great. Okay, so yeah, go check that out. It's called Dumb Mobs. Sweet.
And then, has anybody heard of George Not Found?
No.
Ooh.
George Not Found. I guess he's a YouTuber, streamer, just got 2 million subs. But it was like in days, it seemed like, that he got these subs.
Yeah?
But I was watching some of the videos, and there's one that he takes a friend, and his friend is a parrot. And he goes to beat the game, where his friend, the parrot, can only do things like... go scout out, fly ahead of them, and pick up things. And so it's kind of a fun little adventure to watch them try and beat the end with just him and his parrot friend.
I like that idea. Wow. That's a really good idea. I might have to go check that out.
Yeah.
And so I've
never
we'll put
heard of that.
All these links in the show notes, too.
his videos were all like 6 million views and 4 million, 9 million. Holy crap. I wonder how I'd come across this before.
I don't know. Maybe we should try to get him on the show.
Yeah.
We also need a one-word code for the achievement this week. I don't know. Acoustic, is there a word that you would like to give our audience that when they go to our website, they will be able to put that word into a form, and then they will get an achievement that says and proves that they listened to and watched this episode?
Oh, I am so bad with coming up with words. It's like for a code. Let's see.
How about Survivor?
Hey, oh, perfect. I like that one. Or Wordless. That's a good one too, Shrine.
Wordless Survivor. I guess that's two.
Is that too long?
I don't know. It can be that. Or just Survivor. I'm going to let you choose. This is your word.
Oh, I think Survivor is good. It's short and, okay. sweet to the point. Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first. Passcode for this week is Survivor. All lowercase. And we'll see if you can spell as well as I can.
Nice.
And that will be ready when the show goes out. And now the show's a little short tonight. Get through stuff, and we'll do another show soon.
Yes.
And we're going to have to play some dungeons soon, too.
Yeah, we'll play some more dungeons on Tuesday night, and then we'll plan for another show for a week for Tuesday. Does that sound good?
That'd be cool.
And Acoustic, where can everybody find you on the webs? Where do you want them to go?
Well, you can find me on my stream at twitch.tv/acoustic or on my Twitter, which is spelled a bit differently, but it's Acoustic with a 1C underscore at the end.
And we'll link to that in the show notes as well. And we'll have to get you on some dungeons with us.
Yeah.
If you feel like,
try that out.
Yeah. If you feel like joining us on Tuesday, although Tuesday's your D&D night. Oh.
Yeah, it's my raid night.
Yes.
Yeah. EverQuest? Is this EverQuest you're talking about?
World of Warcraft.
Doing classic?
No, retail.
Okay. Good. No,
I don't play EverQuest. Holler.
So, if you want to watch us live on Twitch, we stream intermittently at twitch.tv/theshaftlive. You can also watch this episode on YouTube if you go to youtube.com/theshaftlive. If you want to give a call in, go to speakpipe.com/theshaft. You can leave us excavation station ideas or comments or listener contributions or whatever you want. You can email us at theshaftpodcast@gmail.com. You can also give us iTunes reviews. They're free and they help. And you can join the community by coming and joining our Discord. I swear one day I'm going to be active in there. I swear.
Everybody have a great week. Thank you so much for joining us this week, Acoustic.
Thank you for having me on.
It was a pleasure.
It was great to be here.
All right. Well, be good to each other, and we'll see you next time.
Congratulations. You made it through the Shaft alive. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast player and leave us feedback. Read show notes, leave us a voice message, and find out more about the show at www.theshaft.live.